It's the Nick 10 Whip Around on RockRiverCurrent.com.
Welcome back to the Nick 10 Whip Around podcast here on RockRiverCurrent.com. I'm your host, Jordan Gulthy, back with you again for one final week as we officially close out our 2021 fall high school football season. It was great to see. There's a few bumps along the way, but for the most part, it was a great season, and it was fun to see all the teams go out there, compete. Even two local teams from around our area actually make it all the way down to the state title game and even come away with state titles. We're going to talk about those two teams in just a little bit, but it's just really cool to see the season, fall high school football, finally back in action. Obviously, with COVID and the pandemic, it's really kind of thrown things all over the place for the last year or two now. So it's just cool to see these teams lined up, ready to go all season long. Like I said, there's a few bumps along the way, but for the most part, it stayed intact, and it was really cool to see that. It's just hard to believe at this point that it's already over. That's the thing. It's hard to believe that it's officially over. We got to wait a whole another year all the way till next August where teams are getting ready for the next high school football season. Seems like it's forever now because we're at the end of November going into December. Now we're in winter. We got to wait all the way through next spring and summer until we get to the next high school football season. So we got a lot of time before that happens. But let's not dwell on it even more. Let's just talk about these games that happened last week over in DeKalb for the state championship games. We're going to run through all the scores from Class 1A to Class 8A. We're going to run through all the games, including two of our local teams who made it down to DeKalb and won a state championship. And the first one we're just going to lead off right now in Class 1A, that is the Lena Winslow Panthers, who were the sixth seed coming out of the NUIC conference going into the playoffs, defeated Forreston, defeated another NUIC conference foe to make it all the way down to the semifinals and the state championship, where they defeated Carrollton Hawks 38-25 was the final score there. Wasn't pretty, but they got the job done. It was close till the end as the Lena Winslow Panthers helped their conference NUIC win back-to-back state titles. So great to see Lena Winslow back hosting up that trophy. In Class 2A, the Williamson Wildcats defeat the Nashville Hornets 24-7, the final score there. Class 3A, the Byron Tigers, our second local team, going down trying to keep their undefeated season alive, which they did as they played another tough, tough team from Southern Illinois, another undefeated team, the Unity Rockets. But Unity only scored 7 points in that game as they go on to lose to the Byron Tigers by the final score of 35-7. That means the Lena Winslow Panthers, the Byron Tigers, both of our two local teams in our area have officially won state titles. There could have been a third team, Sycamore, who was upset, not really upset, but they were kind of making a Cinderella run in the playoffs. Their season unfortunately ended last week in the semifinals. In Class 4A, the Joliet Catholic Hilltoppers, they defeat Sacred Heart Cyclones 56-27. In Class 5A, the Fenwick Friars defeat the Kankakee Keys 34-15. In Class 6A, probably the best on paper, even on the field action for all the, out of all the state title games, really close back and forth action, two powerhouses between Cary Grove Trojans and the East St. Louis Flyers, as Cary Grove went on to win 37-36, the final score there. An absolute nail biter that went down to the wire on a last-second touchdown as the Trojans go on to win. In Class 7A, the Wheaton North Falcons defeat St. Rita Mustangs 35-6. Again, St. Rita is the team that defeated Hanoniga 2 weeks ago in the quarterfinals. St. Rita, another playoff powerhouse, made it all the way down back to DeKalb. Unfortunately, fell short to Wheaton North Falcons 35-6. And finally, in Class 8A, the Lockport Porters, they defeat the Maine South Hawks 24-6. Again, that wraps up pretty much the scores. All the state title games that was hosted over there in DeKalb, the NIU Huskies, the home of the NIU Huskies. Again, Lena Winslow, they defeated Carrollton 38-25 to win the Class 1A state championship. And the Byron Tigers defeat the Unity Rockets 35-7 to win the Class 3A state championship. Now, this is going to be a shorter podcast, probably the shortest one we've had all season long. Again, there's only two local teams that made it to this far in the playoffs, but this is the last week of high school football for the 2021 fall season. Now I'll talk about some of the players that used to do big things here in this area, now doing big things either at the college or at the NFL level, or even the NBA, just some former star athletes from our area doing big things at the next level. I want to just come and highlight some of these players. First in the FCS for college football, Eastern Washington defeated Northern Iowa 19-9 last weekend. Now, the reason I'm bringing up this game is because both of the McShane brothers from Freeport High School, two former Freeport Pretzels, Deion McShane, Vince McShane did not play in the game. Deion McShane did, had 5 receptions for 59 yards in the team's 10-point loss to Eastern Washington. over in the ACC Conference. Top 25 team, Pittsburgh defeated Syracuse 31-14. Joshua Black, the former Harlem defensive lineman standout, unfortunately did not play as his senior year officially wraps up, losing a heartbreaker to Pittsburgh 31-14. And over in the Big Ten, Iowa had a last-second comeback as they defeat Nebraska on the road 28-21. Tyler Elsberry, the former Byron Tigers, he was rooting his team on this weekend down in DeKalb. They got a big win for a state title. He's a reserve offensive lineman for the Iowa Hawkeyes. So, of course, he got two big wins to watch his former team play. Also, his team, Iowa Hawkeyes, currently having a big comeback win versus the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Also in the Big Ten, Illinois defeats their rival Northwestern 47-14. Vidarian Lowe, the former Auburn offensive lineman standout, really is a great standout for Illinois University, setting records there on the offensive line, helped Illinois defeat Northwestern 47-14. Over in the NFL, last weekend, the 49ers defeat the Jaguars 30-10, the final score. James Robinson had 12 carries, 29 yards, and a touchdown run in that game. Dan Arnold had zero receptions. He had a bad day, probably the worst game he's had so far this year. I know he got hurt, I believe, Sunday as I am recording this, but we don't have the final score. But he did leave this past Sunday's game early. The Vikings defeat the Packers 34-31. Dean Lowry had two solo tackles in that game. And back on Thanksgiving, Thursday, the Bears lose a heartbreaker on Sunday to the Ravens. Now they won a game-winning field goal, last-second game-winning field goal, winning the 16-14 over the Detroit Lions. Now to the NBA. Actually, one more NFL score I forgot. The Dolphins defeat the Jets 24-17. Robert Jones, the former East ERAB offensive lineman, played a little defensive line as well. He is a reserve offensive lineman, was an undrafted free agent, signed with the Dolphins this past offseason as they defeat their division rival 24-17. And finally, in the NBA, three games last week for the Toronto Raptors, Fred VanVleet and company, as they continue their West Coast trip. The Golden State Warriors defeat the Raptors 119-104. Fred VanVleet had 39 minutes played, 17 points, 7 assists, and 4 rebounds in the team's loss. Then Toronto went over to Memphis as they defeat Memphis 126-123. Fred VanVleet, again, 37 minutes played, 23 points scored, led the team, 7 assists and 6 rebounds in that game. And then they went to Indiana as they fall short once again, 114-97 to the Indiana Pacers. Fred VanVleet, 38 minutes played, 26 points, led the Raptors again in scoring, 4 assists and 5 rebounds as the Raptors went 1-2 as they close out their West Coast road trip. Isaiah Roby, playing for the Oklahoma City Thunder, former Dixon Duke, and former Nebraska Cornhuskers standout, who's a reserve player for the Oklahoma City Thunder. They lost to the Atlanta Hawks 113-101. Isaiah Roby did play in that game, 10 minutes played, 4 points, and 3 rebounds. Now, they had two other games that Isaiah Roby did not participate in, as they fell short to Utah 110-104, and Washington defeated them by 2 points, 101-99. Just some local standouts just to keep an eye on, as even though I might not be here to kind of recap you on what's going on with some of these former local players, just some guys to keep an eye on as they get to the next level. If they're in college currently or in the NBA, like Isaiah Roby, no one really talks about him because obviously we know Fred VanVleet's doing things at the next level. Isaiah Roby's also in the NBA and he's from Dixon High School. So there are some former local players doing big things in the next level. Just some guys to keep an eye on. Joshua Black, Vidarian Lowe could be in the NFL next year. Tyler Elsberry could start for the Iowa Hawkeyes next year. So there's just a lot of other names just to keep an eye on locally here that could be doing things at the next level, joining the Dean Lowrys, the James Robinsons, even the Dan Arnolds of the world in the NFL next year. So we'll look for that. That pretty much wraps up our final podcast of the 2021 fall high school football season. Again, it's been a blast covering it all season long as really kind of wraps up year one of this Nick 10 Whip Brown podcast. I mean, we might be back for high school basketball. We'll see. Undetermined at this point, but again, I've had a blast. Again, I'm your host, Jordan Gothy. That pretty much wraps it up. I mean, enjoy your high school basketball season, and we'll see you next year for high school football action for 2022 around the high school area. Again, congratulations out to Lena Winslow and Byron for winning your 2021 state championships. Go Tigers and go Panthers.
That's the Nick 10 Whip Around. Get caught up at rockrivercurrent.com/podcasts.